get these alerts off. It is trending Thursday. Apparently there's tons of stuff trending. And I'm going to hand it over to you in 2 seconds. But Carol Sue, aka Naughty Boss, live with two
sisters. Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 6.0, on this trending Thursday, June the 22nd, episode number 650. 650 is a lot of episodes. So we're pushing toward that 700 mark, and we're really excited about that. As always, there is a lot trending, and I'm going to call this Two Sisters the Real, because we're going to talk about probably, I think, some, you know, maybe sensitive subjects. And I always say it might get a little spicy, and it's spicy means, and I picked it up from my grandmother, or no, actually, I'm sorry, it was my English teacher years ago. And spicy means, you know, potentially controversial, you know, so we'll just leave it at that. So
before you go any further, was that Babs? What was her name? Bab?
No, Mrs. Lee. That one looked like grandma.
Yes, yes, Mrs. Lee. Yeah.
She looked exactly like our grandmother, which was frightening.
Yeah, and she had similar traits too. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. So there's that. Anywho, yeah, I mean, what's trending is, you know, this, you know, we all live in a submarine. There's pros and cons. People think it's a diversion. Other people, not so much. So I don't really know a lot about it. So I'm going to hand that over to you, because you've been following the story. I have not really. To be honest,
I have been following it, but first I'm going to start off by saying you have to wonder why all in general this shite is happening, and the timing of everything happening, and this one popping into the presidential race, and this one, and potentially now Joe Manchin starting his, I think, uniparty. So he would be, of course, you know, the Dems are freaking out about that.
That's news alert. I didn't even hear that one. Like I said, I haven't been paying attention to any news, and I kind of like it that way, because I get a shorter version from you.
And the censure of Shifty Shift.
What's called my Shifty Shift?
He was censored on in the House. So
you don't have to explain that.
Well, that means that
I know what censored means, but
censored. That means he potentially is under different investigations and all that other stuff. And of course the impeachment resolution filed by a congressman, Lauren Boebert of Colorado, which is now going to the next phase. And there is a lot of scuttlebutt from both sides, Republican and Democrats. One particular Democrat, you know, they're worried that were the Republicans, they didn't want to do this impeachment resolution, comparing it to, you know, dirty politics like some other parties do. So there's a lot going on out there. And of course, back to the submarine matter. What is very interesting about that, and I read this article this morning, I did some more research on it. And of course, I don't have my notes in front of me, so I'm going by my memory. But in any event, one of the people who supposedly perished in it's called the Titan, the submersible submarine that would take enthusiasts to view the Titanic wreckage. One of the people in there is connected to descendants of a very famous couple who perished on the Titanic.
Okay, and to clarify, because there's all these, you know, scuttlebutts, as you call them, regarding how or what was controlling this contraption, that it was a gaming device of some sort?
There's I'm not very clear on that, but there is scuttlebutt going on around that. And excuse me, why, for instance, the sonar, you know, about an hour and a half or so when they think this incident occurred, like, why didn't stuff start happening right away? And apparently it did, as far as the Coast Guard being notified. And then there's a very big process where there is specific, very heavy duty equipment that the government owns that can take care of situations like that. And such requests, from what I've seen, was put in right away, but unfortunately was denied by 1600. So their thought, a lot of speculation, of course, on, well, if this was granted and this went out right away, potentially could have salvaged the wreckage. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say wreckage, salvaged the submersible. And what they think happened is whatever catastrophic initially happened, that they, this landed, the submersible landed on the ocean floor, and what they heard was the banging of them, but that because of the type of material that this submersible was made out of cannot withstand that pressure underwater for that amount of time, and it imploded. And they did find the, I want to say fuselage, it's obviously not the fuselage, but they found the tip of the submersible. They found the wreckage of that and some other stuff, which identified to be this submersible. So,
and one of the five was a 19-year-old boy.
Yeah, one of the his dad was with him. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously, hearts and prayers go out to the families. I do understand that they all had to sign a waiver that would release any endangerment thereafter the fact, to include injury, mental illness, or, you know, mental stress, and or death. So there's that.
Yeah, I mean, just,
I look at something like that, and I think of possible harm's way, where there's no way to make them accountable. You know, I don't know. I would have to think twice about even contemplate. First of all, I would never go in a submersible or whatever the heck, controlled by some sort of gaming device. That is kind of cray cray. But when a friend of mine who kind of digs quite a bit, she actually, and this is the scary part with AI. And if those who don't know what AI is, look it up, AI. They were asking these questions to that. And they first, the news information that was coming out from AI was that this happened in 2022. And I think that sparked a narrative of, is this truly happening? Is this false? So there was a lot of people digging in and going down the rabbit holes and such. That's the only pieces I saw today. Like I said, I purposely try not to watch the news, because again, a lot of what we see right now that is going on, I mean, we just learned that an acronym agency let important evidence expire, or the statute of limitations expire on a certain someone's laptop and all that other nonsense. Then I did see a clip of the head of the FBI. I can't think of his name.
Christopher.
I don't know. So it wasn't him, DOJ. It was the old man.
Merrick Garland?
Yes. Going through to Congress to testify. And they were asking questions regarding an article that I believe, I can't remember what newspaper it was, so that part I can't remember, but where it actually talked about agents did not want to go forward with this, you know, attack on a certain someone's personal items and property that lives south of me. And they kept asking him, they said, you know, you went above what they said. The recommendation was not to do it this way. And I think I counted, I don't know, 30 or 40 blinks. You know, they say blink, 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 blink. The more that you blink and, you know, you're at being asked direct questions, it is a telltale sign that someone's fibbing. So that's the only like little clip I saw as well. I didn't hear anything about any impeachment. I didn't hear, like I said, a lot about the submarine, although I understand a submersive was really the highlights of the news reel for the last few days, which obviously distracted from all these other important stories.
Right. And I think the thing too with the Titan, the submersible, with the people that were on it signing the waivers, trust me, that will be challenged because they have a long record of things that have been faulty. So there's a lot of, stuff squirreling around about that for sure. I think it definitely will be challenged and rightfully so. I would never do something like that. And if you have to sign a waiver to do something, I think in my mind, I would just question why would I want to put myself through that, you know.
Not only that, but I mean, obviously it was, they're talking about it was $250,000 to do this. I don't know if that's the correct figure, but that was what was floating around.
That's what I was trying to find out, and I saw a different amount.
Yeah, I saw $250K per person. So they can kiss that, you know, $1 million blood laying, because that's a drop in the bucket to what's going to happen. But it didn't really say, was it supposed to be like a day trip, hours? Like what?
Just a couple of hours.
Oh, that's all.
That's all, because there's the, and it has enough oxygen for so many days, and that obviously technically expired this morning, but when they found the tip of the submersible, they found the wreckage of that, they estimate that it probably happened probably a couple days ago.
Yep.
So that's very sad.
Very sad news. I mean, especially, you know, for someone that's 19 years old who had the rest of their life to look forward to. You know, I guess, you know, you try to find a blessing. Obviously perishing with his dad, you know, I'm sure was, you know, a struggle, but at least he had his dad with him. As well as, you know, a wake-up call to people that are risk takers. Now, I know, you know, when you're younger, you know, that fear factor doesn't really enter into your brain. But as you, you know, go from decade to decade, you start thinking of ways that, you know, you are going to shoot for longevity in the healthiest way possible by protecting your health and your wellness and your mindset. And you notice that no risk fear narrows quite a bit as you get older. And, so if the blessing that comes out is that maybe thrill seekers think twice about doing something so novel that there really has not been enough evidence to support that it's safe, and the fact that it's actually controlled. Now, I know even with airplanes, you know, those are basically an autopilot, but, you know, a plane has been around for, you know, how many years, how many decades, versus, you know, something like this, which is brand new, and now you're talking about a gaming device that is controlling its every move. That's just, I'm not willing to take that risk. So hopefully the good that will come out of this, people will think twice about doing their research and saying, you know what, is it really worth the risk on a type of equipment that has not been proven without a doubt that it actually is safe?
Yeah, and you know, and this is hot news off the Twitter Janice Update Express. Episode number 6, Tucker Carlson, which was posted 27 minutes ago, already has over 270,000 views just 27 minutes ago. And it's entitled, Bobby Kennedy is Winning.
Yes, I know he's a big component of, you know, seeing someone else enter the race. And, you know, when I think of the Kennedys, I think of old Democrats. I think of... And not to say that, you know, they were perfect either, but it brings you back to that Camelot, those Camelot years. And I've always admired him for the way that he challenges pharmaceuticals, the way that he challenges certain things being put into our bodies. He's challenged that. I mean, so this is nothing new for him. He has the education, the experience, the know-how that he knows what he's talking about. So I do like him. I'd be interested to see how he fares next to, you know, the falling puppet in the people's house.
Yes, and here's another Twitter update just posted 22 minutes ago about the Titan submarine, the submersible, which was posted by Miranda Devine, who wrote the book The Laptop from Hell, and I'll just read you what she said in her post 22 minutes ago. The Biden administration knew the Titan submarine imploded on Sunday, but waited until today to make it public. Convenient smokescreen for today's House and Ways Means release of IRS whistleblower testimony of DOJ sabotage of the Hunter Biden investigation. And she attached WSJ.com, the US Navy detected Titan sub implosion days ago.
Now who first of all, disgusting. You know, and I wondered, did the families know on Sunday? And if not, egregious is not a good enough word of disgust right now. And I mean, how disgusting is that?
I
don't know what to say, but go back to the Twitter. Who actually wrote this?
That was Miranda Devine, who attached a copy of the WSJ News exclusive, U.S. Navy detected Titan sub implosion days ago.
Well, how did she find that out?
I don't know. I didn't read the article. I'm just, you know, reading it live right now. I'd have to look into that further.
Well, that would have to be an interesting article, to say the least. Mm-hmm. So, you know, until we know for sure that that's exactly happened, but if it did, shame, shame, shame. Mr. Puppet in the people's house.
There's
who knows? He might not even know. Let's be real. I mean, what do they tell him? You know, it's time for you to eat ice cream, it's time for cookies, time for you to go to bed. I mean, what are they really telling you? You know, so I can't even totally blame it on him, because there's nothing in between his two ears. Let's be real. Are we frozen?
Yeah, I'm frozen.
Okay, you're frozen a little bit. That's all right. But I mean, really, when you think about that, there's really not too much there in between the two ears of the puppet. So I don't necessarily hold a lot of this stuff against him personally, although when he was, when his mind was intact, when he was very sharp, and I would really, sharp really is not even a good word, just a very good verb to describe him. However, in his younger days, that would classify that, you know, he was a lying SOB and corrupt, which that carried on through where he is today. However, he is not, from a mindset perspective, the same corrupt individual and as his younger days. Doesn't mean he's still not corrupt. He's still corrupt. He will always be corrupt. And that is my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, some of this shit, you can't even make it up. And, you know, remember a few days ago, I forgot when it was, when we were talking about, you know, your truth, right? Somebody's truth is subjective. Now, when I saw the report last night of the shifty shyster being censured, I have a problem with that word. I thought of the truth when people say it's the truth, specifically this particular party. And it occurred to me that they believe what they accuse us of, they're actually doing a lot of. And, you know, some in our party as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. I mean, you cannot call out one side without calling out the other. I mean, that's corruption on both sides. Let's be real.
But what occurred to me was that they so believe, even after all these investigations, they believe their lies so much that they actually believe it's the truth. Therefore, it's their truth and it's subjective. And you have to laugh to a certain degree, because when you look at that, when, you know, how I've always said, you know, I would love to have a discussion, just sit down with somebody whose views are totally opposite from mine. Nobody has ever come forward.
No, they can't, because there's so much out there now. And someone had said, I can't understand why people still, some people don't get it. I always go back to, you can't pick stupid. At some point, you're stupid. You're stupid in the fact that you put up a wall and say, I'm not going to do my own research, makes you stupid. Or I shouldn't say the word, because I don't really even like that word, stunod. I'll say it's stunod. And at some point, if the roles were reversed and I knew someone that was adamant about not just giving their opinion, but also supplying it with factual information to back up their opinion, you know, I would have to scratch my head and say, you know, maybe I should look a little bit deeper into it. So I always had that olive branch of, you know, reasonable doubt, I guess. And I find it funny, and that's a funny, because it's not really funny. It's that they're still not, that they may know someone that, you know, is not haphazardly giving their opinion, but actually basing it on information, factual information. And they don't even blink about it. They don't even say, well, you know what? They are so strong in their belief. You know, maybe there is some truth to what they're saying. They don't even do that. They're not even opening it up to scratch their heads and say, well, I'm not really sure I believe everything they're saying, but maybe there's some real truth to it. Now, and it, because you don't hear them adamantly saying, and matter of fact, all these people out there that I'm referring to, and there are people that I know that are so-called friends, they don't even, they turned it off to a deafening silence, because they know probably deep down that what they thought is being questioned now, that even they were duped. But at some point, and then, you know, when you actually have that conversation with them, they say, oh, you know, I don't like to talk about those things. Well, if you're very postured in your belief that you know, done your own research, and you can support your perspective, your view, your opinion, but actual facts, why stay silent? Are you silent because you know you're a student? Are you silent because complacency is just totally set into your mindset? So I find that curious other than the normal players, like those that are in DC. They're so stuck in this situation that they have to continue the narrative, which they even know is wrong or it's not real. So I don't even think it's a question that they believe their own BS. I just think they're on that sinking ship, and they have to stay to the script of what is.
Yeah, they have to keep up with the facade. So much so that they all had a particular party with Shifty in the middle, were having a tenter tantrum on the house floor for like 5 minutes screaming.
Today?
No, well, I think it was last night when it happened. I don't know, I'm getting my days mixed up. I believe it was last night. Yeah, last night.
So this was on the house floor.
House floor. And, you know, now, of course, now people are on the other side of saying, oh, that's an insurrection. And to a certain degree, I got to, you know, agree with them. And the funny thing is Shifty put out this post on Twitter, and it said, you know, the Magadonian, no, well, they refer to us as the Magadonians, but the MAGA, blah, blah, blah. Oh, boo, hoo, hoo. You know, let me get out my violin and play a little song there. Don't think so. But, and then he was like, oh, woe is me, and donate to this cause so that I can, you know, yeah, asking people for money.
Oh, Adam, haven't paid enough money off of the backs of good Americans? Good God.
I know. And I got to tell you, I love reading his posts because I find the responses effing hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Again, adds to the value of a good laugh. Why not? Because we know that laughter is a thing that should be always trending. Humor should always be trending, a sense of humor. Long gone are the days of the Jeffersons and the All in the Family and, you know, Chris Rock. No, is it Chris Rock? Maybe Chris Rock. I don't know. There's some good comedians in the past that would be considered very taboo in this day and age. And we've lost our sense of humor. We've lost a lot of laughter. So, you know, with all these things that are trending that are mind-blowing, stressful, heart-wrenching, you know, we still have to really engage with things that are more lighthearted, that really kind of ease that stress level down to a roar, because it's screaming out of people nonstop, and rightfully so. But a lot of that is not in our control. So I say, you know, bring on a good old comedian, old show, and have some belly laughs.
That is true. And speaking of comedians, I saw this clip from a comedian. His name is Rob Schneider. And he was talking about, oh my God, it was hysterical. I caught like just a couple minutes. But how he went into the bank during COVID, and, you know, of course you had to wear the mask thing, and he wasn't wearing his mask. So the employee says, excuse me, sir, you know, you got to wear, or the security officer said to him, excuse me, sir, you have to wear your mask. So he apparently says, this is his monologue. I don't know if he actually said it, but he says in his monologue, oh, so I went from a deposit to now to making a robbery, you know, yeah. Robbing. I'm not doing it any justice, obviously.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the point, you know, stick them up bandit. They wore a mask back in the day when you only wore a mask to stick up a bank.
Yeah.
So that is kind of funny when you think about that. It is. Mm. It's bizarro. So it's so bizarre. You got to make a joke out of it so you have a good belly laugh. I'm all for that.
I certainly did. Wow. So what is trending for you?
What is trending for me? Oh, I've been over inundated with contacting programs for Winner's Choice 2024 events, as well as chatting with people about health and wellness all week. I've been kind of, then I got a big HOA meeting coming up tomorrow. That will be lengthy. And I'm just, you know, I would say too much in my office this week. It's just going to be one of those weeks. I accepted that. So is it trendy that I'm in the office this long? No, it shouldn't be, but I'm trying to make it a trendy thing because that's how I get through my day.
Absolutely. And on that note, you know, what is trending for you? We would love to hear your thoughts on what we chatted about. Even if your opinion is different from ours, we would love to hear from you. Truly, we would. And I mean that wholeheartedly. Go to our website, www.twosistas.online. Leave us a voice message, or you can send us in a contact form. And remember, you're the trendsetter. Like, what is trending for you? Let us know. Let us know if we can help you out. We would love to hear from you, for sure.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, we're going into, you know, really entering into that phase of July 4th week, which is coming up. You know, what's today, 22nd? So really, you know.
About a week and a half.
Something. Week and a half away. And so people are already getting into that red, white, blue spirit, which I absolutely love. You know, this is the time where, you know, you can have people hopefully come together, break bread, enjoy a good barbecue, good cookout, wear their festive red, white, and blue, and feel proud that they're American despite those that are running our country that somehow have lost their way about being patriotic to all and respecting our American flag, respecting our citizens. All that stuff is out of our control. So it's up to us citizens to take charge of our health and wellness and take charge of what we want trending in our lives. And like we always say, don't wait for, you know, well, what's trending to go do research? You be the trendsetter. Maybe set out a really positive vibe of goodness and positivity and kindness and gratitude. And you would be really surprised how many people are still staying aware of situations and still making sure they understand what's going on. But at the same time, we know that's out of our control. So do you want to keep going down that rabbit hole? I know I've been there, done that. It's not fun because, you know, one rabbit hole leads to another. But If we take that leap of faith and saying, you know what? I'm going to trend out good things. I'm going to put out this positive vibe, put out to the universe what I want out of life. And I want to help people. And I want to be show that I'm grateful for all that I have. And also understand that giving to others, you know, may turn around their day and maybe give them the spark that they need to kind of get out of that negative mindset and get into a positive mindset. So gratitude should be trend setting. Always, 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 no matter what day of the week it is, and have been trending Thursday, have a grateful heart every single day. And I promise you that some of these things that are like really boiling in our hearts, they won't go away, but they will subside when you find that you're helping other people, and it'll make you feel better. What do you think, Jim?
Oh, that certainly is true. And on that note, of course, we will be here tomorrow morning for Fantabulous Friday, some more Twitter updates. I'll give you the ins and outs of Tucker's episode number 6. Again, Tucker on Twitter, entitled Bobby Kennedy is Winning. Can't wait to listen to that. So we shall see you tomorrow morning. My name is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 6.0, and I am with two
sisters, and this is Carol Fu, aka Nani Boss, winding down the evening, which I'm grateful for, that I'm impacting people in a positive way. So I feel good about that. And yes, we'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early, and have a good night. Be the trendsetter for a change. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.